It's time for the emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
But Bernstein's family actually has come out with a statement that said that they were okay with it.
Yeah, they have. His three kids took to X, about it. And they said that they're very upset because Bradley Cooper, along every step of his amazing journey, consulted with them. It breaks our hearts to see any misrepresentations or misunderstandings. What just happened?
We found another gorilla video.
I just showed George a video.
Oh my god!
Two gorillas screwing around in the rain. One's bugging the other one, and the other one didn't have it.
He didn't want to have any of it.
I knew if I showed it to him that it would stop down the segment.
I'm sorry, Robert. I'm sorry,
Bradley Cooper. With the body of a giant and the brain of a child.
I'm just going to say this. Shouldn't they have a problem with the production company more than Bradley Cooper? He was just told what to put
Let's
on.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Bad enough I was struggling to get through that story. But
you
it's so rude
video.
That you just decide, well, I'm just going to check out and watch gorilla videos.
The E-Break brought to us by Crawford Services AC and Plumbing and Advanced Hair Restoration. Don't forget, we're just about 20 minutes away from meeting Spunt Camoose.
Spunt
the
little Camoose.
3-foot dummy that I have to take to Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. All right, we'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them, 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline. Hardline's had quite a 2025. They're off to a good start here in the new year. Or you could say, I guess, a rough start as Bob battles the auxiliary cord once again, trying to play audio. Or is he really battling ham? You never really know on the Hardline.
And Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Well, if it's one thing that can make you happy about anything concerning the local sports scene, it should be the following. That when you look at the... Oh, jeez. Bob, no.
Just turn it down when I plug in. Jeez, dude.
He turned it up.
I know. Why does he do that?
Why does Ham work against us?
You were like the little kid, though, that like licked the toad first and we're told not to do it. And then he went right back at it.
He's here. He's monitoring the sound of the show. When it happens, he then turns it off.
Right.
And we proceed.
He was just shaking his head in there.
He turns it up.
Oof. I support that.
Yeah, then you. I don't think you gave him a little treat for.
I'm not doing
good
it.
I don't think he did anything. I don't think he touched anything. It was the same noise. But if anything should make you happy, it's looking at the Western Conference standings in the NBA.
That should make
if
you
anything,
happy.
If yes.
anything,
it's gonna yeah. Make I you want happy. Anyone right now who maybe has a family member who's on their deathbed,
right.
just mention that to them.
Just take a gander
yeah.
at the Western
yeah,
Conference
I know you're
standings.
Going through a hard time right now, but if anything can make you happy.
This is on Bob, but it's amazing how Ham is obsessed with that noise and sometimes even plays it from in the control
yes,
room.
He has a sound effect of it.
Right.
It's just so wrong.
It is totally wrong. And that's on Bob as candidate number one.
By the way, why would that make everybody happy? The Mavericks are eighth in the West and the Stars are fifth or something.
Corby
like it's not
Hill.
Like
really?
It's some not like they're both point. In first place.
I don't know what the
why would that make everybody happy?
I don't know. Just do it. It'll make you feel better. Just look at those Western Conference standings.
Just do it.
All right. There's Bob. And then here's Corby from the same show, that Hardline, not listening to the show. And this is pretty amazing. It's just a matter of seconds. He gets hit with the Brad Sham drop. And then we get to hear a Corby laugh at the end, too. So it's great.
Yeah.
Never diddled.
If they were smart, Whoa. They would just say they would do the Michael Jackson story and do it from, you know, whatever, 5 years old until Thriller. And then, like, the end.
And nothing else
continued.
Happened.
Nothing else ever happened.
Fire Rose, Billy Ray's ex-wife, has spoken out.
What are all these, the deal with all these people that got dating people with names like Fire Rose and
it's kind of cool.
Fire Crotch? What was Billy Ray Cyrus's lady?
Fire Rose. That's what I'm saying. She's spoken out about Billy Ray.
Yes, as I just said. Like,
what did you think I said?
Sorry.
You know, that's a great way out of any mess is just sorry.
Sorry.
Like there's nothing you can do now.
Just to kind of look towards the ceiling and say, sorry.
Like it's the radio version of putting your hand up that you committed a foul.
Yeah.
I heard Billy Joel.
What?
Swear to God.
No. No. Billy Ray. So she is 36. He is 63.
That's pretty amazing. That's like 3 seconds.
In Corby's defense, didn't Billy Joel have We Didn't Start the Fire, Rose? Wasn't that a song of his?
Yeah, you're right about that. Okay. Maybe that's, maybe should have factored that in. Okay, this is kind of long, but it's pretty amazing. Not only the mistake thrown out by Ham during Work in Progress on Sunday as he's doing the news. How long has Clarice Tinsley been at Fox 4 since the early 80s, late 70s?
I think.
Oh, before then. It was goes back to the 50s, I think. Early 50s?
I want to say it's been 45 years she's been there.
Okay. An incredible run.
That sounds right. The most recognized news person in town, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Not if you're Ham.
Uh-oh.
I don't think they're lashing the monkeys.
Make examples of them so that they don't try to prison break again.
Where'd they find him?
Out and about.
So you don't know.
So Ham read one sentence into the story.
I read four sentences.
I think he wasn't anticipating us getting beyond
asking
that first.
Questions.
Or even just past that first story. This is just his emergency story.
No, I have another story. I'll move on to it
we
right now.
We thought we were just going to laugh really hard the way he said macaque.
I was informing you guys a funny story of these monkeys escaping.
Playing checkers when we're trying to play chess over here.
Clarence Tinsley does not deal with this when she does the news.
Who?
Clarence Tinsley.
Clarice Tinsley.
Clarice Tinsley.
Clarence.
I'm bad with names. I think we established that last week.
You nailed every other word in this segment, though.
No, I have not. You know it.
You were taking your perfect game into the bottom of the ninth.
No. No, I was not. It was a home run right off the first pitch.
He got out for a long toss before the game and hit a kid in the head in the stands.
The cancer kid that was going to throw out the first pitch.
Never had a perfect game.
Nailed him.
My dad, Earl.
Hey, guys, it's me, Clarence Tinsley here. You guys want to read from my iPad?
Oh, kill me.
Baby arm.
Not the gay boys.
It's the Boy Scouts, not the gay boys.
Clarice drops over it.
I'll move on. Should we just
move
end it or move
that?
On?
What are you even doing? Was that your third story?
No, that's my second story.
Boy, what a dog pile that is.
How do we have all these great Clarence Tinsley drops?
Oh, those have been in there forever.
I just never really remember
these. What
was
that called when she used to read? Was it?
Yeah, she'd read tweets from people.
Oh, yeah.
Viewer's voice.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't someone edit them?
Just dive bomb it and put in baby arm. And
like, why would she look at that tweet and think that she's going to read the
gay boys?
That tweet. Baby arm.
That's so wrong. It's also wrong to call her Clarence, too.
Yes. What?
But he said she. Yeah. He knew it was a she. Why did he say Clarence?
Thought the name was Clarence.
I don't know.
Clarence identifies as female. What's the problem?
Well, I don't know about all that, but there's Ham as candidate number 3. So is it Bob, is it Corby, or Ham? 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket voting in the emergency break of the week.
Hi, this is the fake pipe. This is the real Piper again.
Okay.
What?
Sorry.
That's okay.
Vote for Corby.
And I vote for Corby because of my Uncle Billy and Uncle Joel.
Okay.
Uncle Billy and Uncle Joel.
All right, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Hi, Musers. So I have some news about the L.A. fires. They've been looking into it, and they think they know who caused it. They think it was Billy Joel, but Billy Joel, of course, denies these allegations, saying, We didn't start the fire. It's always been burning.
My God, you went that long.
It took like 45 seconds.
Conclusion. But, okay. And what... Is it only kids going to school that call in now?
That sounded like a meet.
It did sound
that
like
did?
A meet.
Yeah.
Just calm down. Quit yelling. It's okay.
I can yell if I want to.
Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins?
Well, I don't even know what an e-brake, emergency brake is. I don't drive a standard, but I'll vote for number three.
Okay.
Hmm?
I don't know. We're off to a really strange start. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What were my choices again?
God.
Oh, man. We're not going to run them down. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Good morning, users. It's Ashley, your favorite P1, and I like to vote for him.
Okay. Thank you,
there
Ashley.
We go.
The show has turned into a daycare.
I know it. What's happening? Are they just passing the same phone around the bus to school?
I guess. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Jeff, I got two words for you. Hmm. Making flowers.
Making flowers.
That's Clarice.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Sorry, I didn't get the reference. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Bob yanking on his cord and who around.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. America's favorite radio station.
Hello, George. Hello, Craig. Good morning.
Must be a triple fake Marge.
Yeah,
must
Hi.
Be.
Oh, and who is this third fine piece? I've never met this masculine specimen before.
It's Gordon. I'm not usually in the studio.
Before I vote, I'm hoping to convince George to join him on his cross-country road trip.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you let Marge go with you?
No.
I think Marge, George, and Spunt can have a delightful menage a trois.
Okay, just vote. Hey, what's your vote?
Please.
I'll vote for Supreme Court Clarence Thomas Tinsley.
That's funny right there.
Do you care who I am?
No, I don't care. Hi, you're on the ticket. AM, FM, and stream.
Good morning, musers. This is Uncle Joel. Shout out to Piper. And
all right.
I want to vote for Corby.
Okay. Got in twice somehow. Hello, you're on ticket radio.
Howdy, boys. Vladimir Putin here.
Hey, what's up?
Unbelievable. I got a lot of work in progress out here getting ground ready for sorghum, but I wanted to call and put a vote in for my boy Clarence there. He's doing fine.
Okay,
work.
Ladies
Thank
and gentlemen, we have ourselves
Vladimir
a winner.
Putin is not planting sorghum right now.
I don't think they're lashing the monkeys.
Make examples of them so that they don't try to prison break again.
Where'd they find them?
Out and about.
So you don't know.
Ham read one sentence into the story.
I read four sentences.
I think he wasn't anticipating us getting beyond
Asking
that first
questions.
Or even just past that first story. This is just his emergency story.
No, I have another story. I'll move on to it right now.
I thought we were just going to laugh really hard the way he said macaque. I was informing
you guys a funny story of these monkeys escaping.
Playing checkers when we're trying to play chess over here.
Clarence Tinsley does not deal with this when she does the news.
Who?
Clarence Tinsley.
Clarice Tinsley.
Clarence.
I'm bad with names. I think we established that last week.
You nailed every other word in this segment, though.
No, I have not. You know it.
You were taking your perfect game into the bottom of the ninth.
No, I was not. It was a home run right off the first pitch.
He got out for a long toss before the game and hit a kid in the head.
Kid that was going to throw out the first pitch.
Never had a perfect game.
Nailed him.
My dad, Earl.
Hey, guys, it's me, Clarence Tinsley here. You guys want to read from my iPad?
Oh, kill me.
Baby arm.
Not the gay boys.
It's the Boy Scouts, not the gay boys.
Oh, man. I'll move on. Should we just
move
end it or move
that?
On?
What are you even doing? Was that your third story?
No, that's my second story.
Okay, how many is that for him?
That is Ham's fifth e-brake win. He is now 134 behind the all-time leader Norma, not Norm, Hitzkus.
All right. Well, it's 8:09 on the ticket. Corby Davidson is with us in studio, and so is my 3-foot look-alike doll.
Did I win?
Spunt.
Did I just win?
No, you got second.
No.
You got second.
No.